All right, so what is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Fighting for Your Freedom. All right, President Donald J. Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said Sunday that legislators in three states that Trump lost could wind up deciding who votes in the Electoral College, likely sending the election issue to the U.S. Supreme Court. In an interview on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, Giuliani said he believes the legislative bodies in Georgia, Michigan, and Arizona are poised to take votes on electors. In Georgia, he asserted they started a petition to hold their own session, which they're allowed to do under the Constitution. They're the first legislator to do this now. This is a constitutional role that the Founding Fathers gave to our legislators. They're the ones who are supposed to select a president, not the governors, not the Board of Election, and damn sure not the news media. They're the ones who have the constitutional obligation to decide on the electors. Michigan is considering the same thing. Giuliani claimed they're not quite as far along, but they are drafting something right now, and so is Arizona. So those three could very well end up in front of the legislature to decide who the electors are. Giuliani said in Wisconsin there's a lawsuit that basically says if you don't have an application for the absentee ballot, the ballot doesn't count, and it shouldn't. There are some 50 or 60,000 ballots without applications. They would have to be thrown out, and that would change the election. If any of these state legislators change the electors based on their own analysis, of course, that'll be taken to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will have to decide if it was done reasonably, rationally, or arbitrary. That's the standard, he said. In each case, each one of these legislators have more than enough of that to sustain the Supreme Court challenge. Giuliani's strategy was outlined as Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito asked Pennsylvania officials to provide file response briefs to an effort by Representative Mike Kelly, Republican, to flip the state's election results. Now, anybody and everybody knows, right, that this election was rigged to the fullest. You know, I mean, the things came out the other day about the Dominion, you know, about the Dominion voting systems and everything, you know, that over 2.7 million or 2.4 million of Donald Trump's votes was flipped over to Joe Biden. All right. And then a bunch of the votes was just deleted. All right. Kelly is hoping to get the nation's high court to take up the same election case the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has already rejected. And that's another thing, man. Like, why are they allowing all of these different states, you know, to just be like, oh no, you're not going to do no investigation. You're not going to look at all our ballots. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to do it. Like, how is any of that constitutional, right? According to Law and Crime, Kelly's argument centered on a pre-COVID-19 pandemic state election reform law that created a no-excuse mail-in voting regime that he claims violates the state constitution. Kelly argues people have to vote in person unless they can take advantage of only a few narrow excuses contained within the state constitution, and that the 2019 reform law should be struck down as invalid. Through the Supreme Court doesn't strictly have jurisdiction to settle Pennsylvania constitutional issues. Kelly argues the state is acting under a direct grant of authority from the U.S. Constitution, which gives the high court the right to jump in. Anybody and everybody knows, man, that Donald Trump won this election. You know, and if you didn't have all these, and like all these crooks in each one of these states, actually, I'm not even going to say each one of these states, you know, because it's only a couple of them that really matter, you know. Shit, Donald Trump really won the rest of them. But hey, I want to appreciate it. You know, I want to go ahead and tell you that I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you listening. Go ahead, comment below. Tell me what you think about it. All right, have a good one.